talking about the things that matter most to you. Catholic Women Now.
Welcome to Catholic Women Now. I'm Julie Nelson, and we invite you around the coffee table here, whether you're listening via radio, streaming online, or with the Iowa Catholic Radio app. And joining me today as co-host is Leslie Teeling.
Hello, I'm glad to be back on this cold, cold day.
Yes, it's great to have you back. I know I've been warming up around my cup of coffee this morning.
Yeah.
It's so cold.
It is very cold out there.
So, well, let's go ahead and get started with prayer, and then we want to line up our guest today and tell you all about her.
Okay, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Well, Leslie, our guest today is Kelly Mogenberg. She's been on my list for a while. I follow her. She is a wife and mom of four, a homeschooler, and she's a blogger, which I love this name of her blog. Her blog's name is Kelly the Kitchen Cop, that's with a K, .com, and she's author of Real Food for Rookies. And she's going to be bringing to us her desire for you to learn how to feed your family with healthy foods without breaking your budget or, you know, taking extra time. And I've been trying so long. I mean, think as moms, we're always so careful about trying to help our family be the best they can spiritually, physically, and with nutrition. And we love to cook. And I know you're an incredible cook because I've had your wonderful meals.
Oh, thank you, Julie.
So, but she has some interesting things. I think the thing that really kind of got me was the fact that her children's behavior changed when she switched over her diet, their foods.
She saw a drastic change.
Yes. And so I think that's something we'll all want to key in on when she comes on here and talks
and
with us.
And for the good, obviously.
For the good, yes. And all that, and those things that happened. And so she kind of inspired me to kind of get back on the good eating
wagon, too. When we talked to her on Monday, absolutely.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, so we're excited to introduce her to you, our
listeners.
She
doesn't make it intimidating, which I found. So I think people are really going to enjoy listening to her.
And she has a passion to teach others.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we want to talk a little bit here about what Iowa Catholic Radio is doing. Iowa Catholic Radio has commissioned a beautiful display of the Vatican International Exhibit, Eucharistic Miracles in the World. And if you'd like to bring that display to your organization or church, you can contact at iowacatholicradio.com to inquire how you can have this arranged to have these displayed.
Is that at St. Christ the King right now or not?
No, it was until like the 13th. But I know we've been having inquiries. So
good.
Yeah, this is
beautiful. Take advantage.
It is going to be in the Basilica in February. So look for that. So, well, more to come with Kelly Mogenberg of KellyTheKitchenCop.com here on Catholic Women Now, broadcasting from the Iowa Catholic Radio Network studio.
Beautiful new studio.
60 Seconds with Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen.
Because God knows all things and because he is creator, it follows that every single thing in the world was made according to an idea or a pattern existing in the divine mind. Look round about you. You see a bridge, a statue, a painting, a building. Before any of these things began to be, they existed in the mind of the one who designed or planned them. In like manner, there is not a tree, a flower, a bird, an insect in the world that does not in some way correspond to an idea existing in the divine mind.
The people you know and trust are on EWTN.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. Established in Des Moines in 1924, St. Vincent de Paul assists those living in poverty to become self-sufficient by helping to remove roadblocks on their journey out of poverty. St. Vincent de Paul helps with food, clothing, and shelter, while also offering classes in financial literacy, high school completion, career readiness, and prisoner reentry. Shop, donate, volunteer, serve. The Society of St. Vincent de Paul, svdpdsm.org.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by the Sarah Vocations Ministry, including the St. Sarah Club of Des Moines and the Sarah Club of Council Bluffs. Sarah is an apostolate of the Worldwide Catholic Church dedicated to fostering and supporting priesthood and religious vocations. Sarahs strive to accomplish their mission through prayer, fellowship, and service to the bishop, priests, sisters, and all in religious formation, and in doing so to increase their own holiness. Learn more at joinsarah.org, joinserra.org. Thank you, Sarahs, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you for joining us today for Catholic Women Now on Iowa Catholic, on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network. I'm Leslie Teeling, guest host today with Julie Nelson. And today we are visiting with Kelly Mogenberg. Kelly is a Catholic convert. She's a wife. She's a mom of four kids. She's a homeschooler. And she's a blogger at kellythekitchencop.com. And she's also the author of Real Food for Rookies. And she's going to share her desire for you to learn how to feed your family with healthy foods without taking extra time and money from your from the budget. And as we were saying before, it's just really not intimidating to hear what she has to say, something that everybody can do. Welcome, Kelly, to Catholic Women Now.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Kelly. Hey, Kelly. Hey, we want to know, what was that moment that convinced you that you needed to change the way you were preparing food for your family?
Well, someone told me about an organization called the Weston Price Foundation. And so one Saturday morning, I spent 3 hours digging in and finding out all these things I had not heard anywhere before. And I was finding out that what I had been feeding our kids was really terrible. And it was no wonder that, you know, they were having trouble going to sleep at night and behaving well and all these things that I just had no idea the effect that the food I was feeding them had on every part of their life.
Wow. So how long did it take for you to start seeing the change in your children when you started switching your diets around?
Oh, really quickly, because I kind of went like a crazy woman and changed everything really quickly. It's not something I don't recommend doing that probably for most people because it could have been overwhelming. But because my husband was so supportive and fine with it, you know, I was kind of bringing it along with me and explaining to him what I was learning. He was cool with it. So we just did a complete overhaul.
I have this image of you in your pantry just like throwing things out, just like right, and he's grabbing a garbage bag trying to catch it as you're going.
Well, that's pretty much what happened. The stuff I was learning, I couldn't even give the stuff away anymore because I thought I can't like have someone else feed their family this stuff either. So I just cleaned out, you know, all the boxes of junk and, you know, bags. I used to think that a homemade meal was Hamburger Helper. That's how naive I was. I didn't realize all the junk that's in a box of Hamburger Helper.
Well,
And the other thing is, it's so easy to make that stuff from scratch. It's not even difficult.
Well, yeah. Tell us a little bit about, well, let's kind of go through some things you learned and you were sharing with us the other day. First off, I think though a lot of myths surround the dairy and our milk we drink. Can you tell us a little bit about what we should be looking for when we buy milk?
Yes. So there are, you know, a lot of foods now I buy organic, and I can trust most of those because I will learn the good brands, and especially, you know, certain produce and certain, you know, canned goods or whatever, I'll buy organic. But milk is one of them that a lot of moms I see buying organic milk at the store, and I try really hard not to say anything, but it's not easy because they have no idea that they're feeding their kids this. If it's organic, it's always ultra high temp pasteurized. So they cook it to such a high temperature that it's not even really like a food anymore. It doesn't have to even be refrigerated, but they keep it in the refrigerated section at the store because most moms wouldn't think to buy milk if it wasn't refrigerated.
Well, we were talking about how I noticed the expiration date. I've always bought organic milk, and I just noticed the expiration date is long.
Yeah, it's like 2 months away.
And that didn't make sense. I was like, that doesn't seem right.
It's not right, and it's not even accurate. It actually could sit on the shelf for a year or more because it's heated it to such a high temperature.
So is it actually bad for you, or is there just no nutritional value?
It's both. Because it's so denatured because of how high they cook it.
Mm-hmm.
And so a much better choice are different brands that you can find. A lot of times at the health food stores is where you have to go for these types of milk. But a lot of times they'll be in glass jars. They're low temp or VAT pasteurized is what it's called.
VAT?
Yep. And so it's not only that it's lower temp pasteurized, it's also oftentimes non-homogenized. So it's even more natural. And so you want to, when you're eating real food, you really want to try to eat as close to natural as possible. We actually get our milk right from the farm, but if we couldn't, then I would get this milk that I'm talking about that's the lower temp pasteurized, non-homogenized, comes in glass jars. Usually it's from farms that are treating the animals well as well.
So it actually tastes a lot better too, right?
Oh, I think so. I think it's amazing.
It tastes like milk. I think we forgot
like
what
milk used to be.
Yeah, we forgot what milk tastes like. And that VAT pasteurized, I've actually seen that on a local dairy here that supplies one of our local grocery stores. So I'm glad to hear that it's safe.
Right. And there's one more really important thing about milk that moms need to know. And we didn't talk about this the other day. Always buy whole milk.
Oh, yeah.
Never get low-fat milk because we don't need to fear these healthy animal fats. These are actually so good for us, and they're good for our kids, and they help them to just to behave better and to sit still in school. And these fats are calming, and they're so nutritious. And we need these healthy fats so we can absorb all the other nutrients in the food that we're eating.
Yes, I did know that. I always bought whole milk.
Yeah, the A and D is important, those vitamins A and D. I was going to ask you a little bit, about grains and things, because I've noticed that we took a trip to Europe, and I could eat the bread over there, and it didn't bother me. And now I've learned since then, I have a little gluten sensitivity. Can you speak to that a little bit? It seems like there's so much more gluten issues in the diet. I mean, we have a whole section in our grocery store now, gluten-free, that was never there before.
Right, and I think that it's because so much has changed with our food supply. And over here in America, you can eat the same food here that you can eat in Europe, and it would make you sick here. And in Europe, you would eat it with no problem, like you said. Same with wine.
Oh, I know. I'm just telling you, I noticed that with wine. Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah, and then over here, it's so full of preservatives that a lot of people really struggle with wine over here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's crazy how their food laws are so much more strict over there. They don't allow all the junk in their food that we do, which is so sad.
Well, but since we don't live in Europe, there are ways around that here in the United States, though.
Yep. So here's what I tell people. First of all, some people actually have celiac conditions, so they can't eat any grains. They just shouldn't. It's not good for their digestion. But a lot of people are just sensitive to it, like you mentioned. And for those people, you can find better options for your grains. Like one that I love is called einkorn. And it's a flour, it's a grain that's the original wheat before it was hybridized and changed over the years.
How do you spell that?
Is another one. Einkorn is spelled EINKORN.
Okay.
So I buy organic einkorn flour, and it's not, you have to be careful because some things you can just do plain old one-to-one swap. But if I'm making bread with it, I will also use some organic all-purpose flour from another brand that I trust, and mix, because it doesn't rise quite the same if you're making homemade.
So is organic flour okay?
It is, for the most part. It's way better than the other flour that you would find because it doesn't have the same, it's not sprayed with pesticides and that kind of thing. But there are different levels as far as certain brands are a little better than others too.
So I got to talk to you a little bit about, my kids really liked, did a little bit of this, and I used like kamut flour and some of those flours. Do you bake with any of those? Those are ancient grains.
Right. Yep. And I used to use some kamut flour. I don't use that as much anymore because I mostly only use the einkorn flour now. I just love that one so much.
I'm going to have
it's
to try
from
that.
From Europe, too.
And that, is that one that you find probably not in the regular grocery store?
I know you can more lately now, and
yeah, okay.
I've seen it at the health food store. Mostly I buy that one online, though.
Okay.
That's where I've seen it's online. And one time I was on your blog, and I was checking it out, and actually it was sold out at that time. So it's getting to be more known,
yeah,
I think.
I think it's back now. You know how everything kind of went wonky with COVID? So for a while that was, I think more people were making bread at home, and it was just,
and they were stocking up.
Crazy for, right. But I do believe it's back in stock now.
Well, also, we wanted to know, what do you look for in your meat? That's another staple that everybody has in their diet. And so what can you tell us about that?
So the best thing I can tell you about meat is to find a local farmer that you trust. And that's really easy to do if you go to the Weston Price Foundation site. They have chapters all over the world. And they can help you find a farmer if you want to get milk from the farm. They can help you find farmers that raise animals well, that they're treated well, they're fed their natural diet. And so you can find a good farmer. And I always say we want to support these farmers because they are, I call them rock stars because they're bringing us this food that can nourish our family. So that's my best advice.
Weston? Why don't you...
Yep, it's westonaprice.org.
So Weston, Weston.
Yep.
I did look up for Iowa, and there are some farmers around here in the Des Moines area, if anybody's interested, that you can contact. So, yeah, I was glad to see that. But, Kelly, I'm going to go back to the milk question a minute. We're so used to being taught that we need to have it pasteurized for the bacteria and for healthy reasons. What do you say, like fresh milk right from the cow? That might unnerve some people.
I know, and it did me at first, too. I was like, are we supposed to do this? But the whole key is to find a farmer that you can trust. So our farmer, we've been going there for several years now, and they post their counts. Like they'll check for the bad bacteria or anything that could get in there that could be dangerous. They check for that every day. And then they list these at the farm so you can see what their counts are. They're always, way below where they need to be. And so if you can trust your farmer that, they have really clean practices, they have a good method for cooling the milk quickly, they have all these things in place, then if you can trust them, then you can trust the milk. And you also know that it has so many more nutrients than a milk that is ultra-processed that you'll find at the store because it's in its natural form and it's how God made it. And you'll always know that that's going to have the most nutrients. Anything that's the most natural, the closest to the way God made it for
us. That makes perfect sense.
Yes, and I like that. I like that because God created it for us and for us to nourish our bodies. So, well, we're speaking with Kelly Mulgenberg of the blogger at kellythekitchencop.com, that's cop with a K, about healthy food choices and cooking and baking for our family. This is Catholic Women Now on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network, and we'll be back with more with Kelly.
This is a segment about small Catholic innovations that made a huge impact from the OSV Institute for Catholic Innovation. Long before Wimbledon, a group of Catholic monks in 12th century France were taking a break in their courtyard. I imagine it went something like this. A monk, I'll call him Brother Leo, shouts, "Take this, Brother John!" He tosses a ball to Brother John, and Brother John, a little startled, swings his hand, smacks the ball back, yelling, "Take this, Brother Leo!" On and on they play until their superior comes marching out, yelling, "What are you two doing?" Brother Leo replies, "It was just a game of take this." But in French, the word for take this is tenez. So that may not be the actual story, but you can thank Catholic Innovation for tennis. Learn more about what OSV Institute is doing to inspire and encourage Catholic innovation at osvinstitute.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Catholic Women Now provided in part by Permar Security, providing security solutions for homes and businesses since 1953. Permar Security is a Catholic-owned family business supplying security systems, access control systems, video surveillance, fire alarm systems, and video doorbells. All alarm systems are monitored out of their monitoring center located in the state of Iowa. Permar Security, 515-244-5660, permarsecurity.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Knights of Columbus agent Mike Borman with the Borman Agency. Offering life insurance, annuities, long-term care, and disability insurance, the Knights of Columbus is a fraternal benefit society able to provide financial security to members and their families. Learn how Knights of Columbus agent Mike Borman can help, 563-689-6801. Knights of Columbus agent Mike Borman, 563-689-6801. Thank you to the Borman Agency for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
Women Now on Iowa Catholic Radio Network, where we've been speaking with Kelly Mulgenberg of KellyTheKitchenCop.com. That's cop with a K. And Kelly has been sharing us her passion for teaching others of eating with healthy ingredients in food. And Kelly, one of the things we wanted to ask you is if you could just lay out how you, because this is your passion, teaching moms, how you would suggest to moms to begin doing this in their own family's food budget and time and that kind of thing to integrate these new foods and ingredients.
Right. Well, there's a couple things. First of all, I would say just start getting really good at reading labels. Yeah. Start getting familiar with what you see. And, you know, the goal is to try to eat more and more foods without labels. But in the meantime, as you kind of make that transition, that's a really good skill to start being able to see, you know, what you can pronounce and what you can't pronounce.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is I always tell moms a real easy thing to do is to go to my site, kellythekitchencop.com/free, F-R-E-E. And there you can sign up for my newsletter. And when you do that, you'll get a free grocery store cheat sheet. And that's the whole first chapter of my book. And that has been for every food category. It tells you, you know, buy this instead of that. And, you know, what's wrong with this versus that. And also, even beyond the grocery store cheat sheet, you'll also get a whole bunch of free printables. And some of them are like how to eat healthy on a budget and what are some fast food meals at home that you can make to avoid, you know, the quick run to the junky fast food place when you are really short on time.
You're making this easy.
It is
for people. Yeah.
It's very doable.
That was my whole goal. Because when I first started, it was so many years ago that it was like a wasteland out there. There wasn't anything like this to help people. And so basically I tried to create these easy guides to help people who are like overwhelmed like I felt in the beginning.
Yeah, because it can be overwhelming, but the way you describe it is just like they can do this and you have the tools for them to do it.
And I just want to add that I have made some of your recipes and can verify they are easy and it doesn't take a lot of time. And quite frankly, there are some days where I cannot think of what to make and just having a new recipe to try is kind of fun.
That you know is good for you.
That's good for you, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really not that tricky. I mean, the main thing is that all you're doing is you can take your family favorite meals, whatever they already love, and just swap out to better ingredients. And it's not difficult. You just, you know, and some people hopefully are not, but they might still be using something like a margarine or like a spread that you buy in those little tubs.
Yeah, so organic butter, that's good.
I would get rid of the little tubs and just use real butter, you know, so anytime you replace a recipe, the bad fat, say that recipe calls for like soybean oil or canola oil, get rid of that and just use melted butter.
Yeah. You know, I was looking at your site the other day and you mentioned lard. I mean, you mentioned lard and people think, oh my gosh, clogged arteries and, you know, heart disease. But actually that's a animal fat and that's very healthy for you.
It is. You know, think about it. You know, God made it. It must be good for us. So,
my mother-in-law used to bake with lard. It makes the best pie crust and the best cookies.
So just one quick question back to butter. So is there a difference between the regular butter and organic butter? Is it worth the difference in price? Or?
Well, organic butter, basically what you're paying for is butter from animals that are not fed any GMO grains or any, you know, anything with pesticides. So you're avoiding a lot of the, you know, junk that could have been sprayed on that crop that then those animals ate.
So good.
if you can afford it, that's good.
Yeah.
But what I do is I buy a brand from Costco that I can get at a really good price. It's not organic, but it's from Europe. So I trust it because it's, you know, they have stricter laws over there.
Can you say the brand?
If you want me to.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. I think people are going to want to know.
Yeah.
It's Kerrygold.
Yeah, I knew. I was going to say Kerrygold.
Ireland, yeah.
But they have organic butter there, too. I get organic butter there at a pretty good price.
Right, and there's also another place that I buy mine. There's like a, it's called Azure, A-Z-U-R, and you can order from them, and then they have different drops, and they have a really good organic butter that's even cheaper than the Kerrygold, and I cannot think of the name of it right now. But I buy that one too, and it won't be difficult to find because there's not a lot if you go there. So it's also grass fed and it's organic and it's cheaper than Kerrygold, but you can't always get it because sometimes it's out of stock.
So Kelly, I just have to tell our listeners something you shared with us the other day. You go and teach this at the Crisis Pregnancy Clinic to the young moms and educate them.
Yes, I love it so much.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
I think that's great because you mentioned something about how, you know, you tell them if you want your life to be a little easier, feed your kids healthy food so that your kids are like what you experience, you know, the behavior.
Calmer.
Easier and calmer. You don't have all the anxiety and craziness with your kids. So.
And it's evidence that this doesn't have to be really expensive because a lot of these young moms, you know, would not be able, you know, people think, oh, I can't afford to do this, but they can.
Yeah.
Right. And it's baby steps because it can get expensive when you're buying the better meats and the better milk and that kind of thing. But there's baby steps that you can kind of work up to, and then you kind of shift your budget so that you're not buying some other things. Without, you know, you look at a box of cereal, how expensive that is for a big box of no nutrients. So if you shift away from that stuff, and then you can shift to the more healthy things that are going to be less expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a big mindset to convert and to change, too, as well.
Right. I mean, cereal is kind of a staple in a lot of homes, but there's really no nutrition in there.
Yeah, because it's quick and easy, but you've shown us today that you can do this and make it quick and easy as well. Well, we're going to have to close this out here, Kelly, with you, but thank you again for joining us. And if people want to get
welcome.
In touch with you, it's KellyTheKitchenCop.com. Check her site out and sign up for her newsletter. It's great.
And she has a book, Real Food for Rookies. You can get that too. Where can you get that?
You can get that on Amazon. Or any place where you can buy books. Yep.
Okay, all right. Great. Well, thank you, Kelly, so much for joining Catholic Women Now today.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you.
All right. Well, let's close with prayer. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord, good and gracious God, our Creator, the Creator of everything in the universe, we thank you so much for creating the nature, the animals and the plants for us to nourish us. And Lord Jesus, may we be good stewards of the creation that you have entrusted to us. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is Catholic Women Now, broadcasting from the Iowa Catholic Radio Network, and we greatly appreciate your financial support. I would ask you to consider joining our mission here to evangelize with a monthly donation at iowacatholicradio.com. The Faith on Trial with Deacon Mike Mano and Gina Knowles up next.
Now, go do impossible things with God.
Talking about the things that matter most to you, today's Catholic Women. On the radio voice for Catholic Women Now, Iowa Catholic Radio.